Listening Library presents Touching Spirit Bear by Ben Michelson. Read for you by Lee Turgeson. Part 1. Touching Spirit Bear. Chapter 1. Cole Matthews knelt defiantly in the bow of the aluminum skiff as he faced forward into a cold September wind. Worn steel handcuffs bit at his wrists each time the small craft slapped into another wave. Overhead, a gray matted sky hung like a bad omen. Cole strained at the cuffs, even though he had agreed to wear them until he was freed on the island to begin his banishment. Agreeing to spend a whole year alone in southeast Alaska had been his only way of avoiding a jail cell in Minneapolis. Two men accompanied Cole on this final leg of his journey. In the middle sat Garvey, the gravelly-voiced, wise-cracking Indian parole officer from Minneapolis. Garvey said he was a Tlingit Indian, pronouncing Tlingit proudly with a clicking of his tongue as if saying, Tlingit. He was built like a bulldog with lazy eyes. Cole didn't trust Garvey. He didn't trust anyone who wasn't afraid of him. Garvey pretended to be a friend, but Cole knew he was nothing more than a paid babysitter. This week, his job was escorting a violent juvenile offender first from Minneapolis to Seattle, then to Ketchikan, Alaska, where they boarded a big silver float plane to the Tlingit village of Drake. Now they were headed for some island in the middle of nowhere. In the rear of the skiff sat Edwin, a quiet,